David Thomas is principal clarinetist with the Columbus Symphony Orchestra. He usually performs in concert halls, but on this night, he's giving a house concert in the East Columbus home of two of his associates.
I'll come in here so it's easier to hear. I'll be playing three etudes. The collection is a book of 18, and they were published in 1927 by Paul Jean-Jean, and there's almost nothing known about this composer.
There may be almost nothing known about French composer Paul Jean-Jean now, but Thomas is working on an innovative new music project that may well change that. The project might also give some of Jean-Jean's pieces the kind of opportunity that everyone in classical music craves, to leave the practice room behind and grace the stages of concert halls all around the world. What is known about Paul Jean-Jean is that he was a clarinetist working in Paris in the late 1800s and early 1900s, and that he composed several sets of clarinet etudes for students at the illustrious Paris Conservatory.
He's known mostly for certain solo pieces that he's written and these etude books. And this is sort of the what he considered to be the most challenging etude book that he had written.
Thomas has been playing Jean-Jean's etudes since he was in high school.
I've always enjoyed the melodic nature of them and the playfulness of them. And so there's something that I have performed fairly often in recitals here and there. And while I enjoy performing them live in recitals, I just found that audiences didn't seem to appreciate them as much as I sort of thought they would.
Thomas wondered if the single clarinet melody might be a little sparse for most people's taste. So he came up with the idea to commission a composer to write piano accompaniments for several of Jean-Jean's most advanced etudes, his Études de Perfectionnement, etudes for perfecting one's technique. Thanks to social media, Thomas was able to find and reach out to a number of composers, including Philadelphia-based composer Joseph Hallman.
And I met him through Twitter. I just had befriended a bunch of composers on Twitter, and I basically went to a number of their websites and listened to samples of their music, and I really liked Joseph Hallman's composition style.
Thomas asked Hallman if he would be willing to compose accompaniment parts for some of Jean-Jean's etudes.
At first, I didn't know what to think.
Composer Joseph Hallman.
I thought, writing piano accompaniments for etudes doesn't sound, that exciting, potentially. But then I got the chance to learn the pieces, and I was very much pleasantly surprised with how beautiful they are, in fact.
It's not common for clarinetists to perform etudes, by Jean-Jean or by any other composer. As study pieces, etudes in general are intended only to be practiced as a way of perfecting one's technique.
Once a player gets to a certain level, they stop working on etudes and they work on concertos to be performed with an orchestra or repertoire to be played on a performance recital or orchestral repertoire for auditions. So the etudes are left in the practice room.
One of Jean-Jean's etudes by itself might sound like this. But when Thomas and pianist Mariko Kaneda performed that etude with Hallman's completed accompaniment at their recent house concert, it sounded like this. The combination of Jean-Jean's 1927 melodies and Hallman's 2016 accompaniments turns Jean-Jean's etudes into something completely new.
He asked me what style he should compose them in, and I actually encouraged him to think outside the box a little bit.
I, on one hand, wanted to remain sort of true to the style and the time period of Jean-Jean. On the other hand, I wanted to obviously create something new that wasn't chained to those, to all of those sort of literal suggestions. So there are places where I prefer to leave the harmony sort of vague, so I may not complete a harmonic, like a chord. I may be missing a note in a chord rather than filling out all the chords so that you can hear the exact chord.
Thomas has commissioned Hallman to compose accompaniments for 10 of Jean-Jean's 18 advanced etudes. At this point in time, all 10 of the accompaniments are either completed or in progress. Thomas paid out of pocket to get the Jean-Jean project off the ground. Now he's raising awareness about his project in an effort to raise funds to complete it. Here too, social media have played a role.
Recently, after several of them were completed, I decided, okay, now that I have something to show for them, I'd like to put them out there and maybe get some support to try to recoup some of that investment. So I did a performance of three of them in February in Bethesda, Maryland, on a recital with my sister, and I recorded them, videotaped them, and then I edited them and then put them up on YouTube. And immediately I got some comments saying, these are really cool pieces, you know, are you going to commission accompaniments for them all? And I said, you know, yes, I plan to do a number of them. Thanks for your support. And so I got the idea that the more people heard these, the more they might be interested in supporting them. So I basically used my video performances of them and post them on Facebook and post them to my blog or other social media accounts and Twitter as well.
Thomas also has been raising funds through the crowdfunding site youcaring.com and in-house concerts like the one recently in Columbus, where guests could drop cash or checks into a bowl on the living room table. For Hallman, composing the etude accompaniments means that his music and Jean-Jean's music will potentially find a place in the concert hall.
They're generally pieces that people don't get to hear because they're something you play alone and sort of self-flagellation, you know? So it's a different experience, and it's one that I'm glad people are having because they're beautiful.
Thomas says his aim for the project is to give his fellow clarinetists 10 essentially brand new pieces for their performance repertoire.
I'm hoping that clarinetists begin to take a little more interest in these pieces. I think they are cool, if I may put it that way. They're just cool pieces. They're fun to listen to. And because of that, I hope that more clarinetists wake up to, you know, using these as legitimate repertoire, certainly in recitals. In public performances.
Jennifer Hambrick, Classical 101, WOSU Public Media.